Big Soft Titty.tv.
Welcome to Big Soft Titty.tv.
No, this is PNG.
PNG.
Welcome to Big Soft Titty.png, everybody.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we haven't done a regular episode this week yet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I guess that's how it's got to be.
Yeah.
People have to enjoy the free episode before they get to the gorgeous paid episode. Mm. Ooh, yummy.
Crack the free episode on the side of a bowl and get to the sweet nectar of the paid episode inside.
I mean, I'm looking at the free episode and I'm like, I wish I could only have my delicious dessert of paid content, but I'm going to have to sit through this dreck.
Do not listen to the paid episode first if you're part of the Patreon.
No, it's bad for you.
Yeah, eat your vegetables.
Yeah. All right, and now for 45 minutes of silence. Just some nice room tone. How are you doing, Demi?
My head hurts and my throat hurts and I don't want to be here.
Okay. Okay, we're in one of those moods, gang. Fiancés love to have those specific things wrong with them and then not take any medication to fix it.
Yeah, women hate taking pills.
Yeah, and I wish that weren't the case.
Yeah.
I wish that wasn't a thing that I have literally, well, two examples of, you know, you and then our friend's wife.
Yeah, and she's like the craziest bitch we know, so really I should just listen to you.
Huh.
What?
Yeah, you're right. I think we might be thinking of different wives.
Oh, which wife are you thinking of?
Very normal. B word.
Which
B word.
Which are you thinking of?
Jesse's wife.
Oh, I'm thinking of Hum.
Oh, yeah.
The craziest bitch we know.
Oh, yeah. That's the craziest B word we know.
She hates taking pills.
Yeah, women hate taking pills.
Yes.
I do believe that. I do believe that... It's a woman's delight to say out loud, I have a headache and the slight symptoms of a fever. I have, I don't know, just general aches and pains.
Yeah.
And then you will pass them a paracetamol and they will turn their face up and go, no.
I don't want that.
And you'll have to do the boyfriend equivalent of wrapping it in cheese by saying, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
I'm reading the back of the paracetamol packet and saying, I have tummy ache, aches and pains, runny nose.
Yes. All of these things that are addressed by...
menstrual cramps. I'm reading literally the back of the box and being like, I think I have these.
You're reading it and it's like it's a mirror of your body.
And then I put the box into the trash can.
Shan't be having that, thank you.
Don't like that.
No, I don't want to fix it.
Don't like those.
If I fix it, I won't be able to tell people about it.
I want to pay attention to it. And I want others to pay attention to it when I tell them.
What I'm on is a fascinating journey.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't skip a second of it for world.
Would you tell Frodo not to be entranced by the ring?
I mean, kind of.
Oh.
Honestly.
But then where's the adventure?
Well, yeah, but the adventure there is like, you know, a thrilling tale of friendship and courage.
A thrilling tale of a boy who's allowed to die at sea.
Thank you for putting me on the boat, Gandalf.
It's all right.
No worries, bud.
Don't worry about it. No skin off my tits.
Sound of waterfall grows louder and louder.
Yep.
Man, the Lord of the Rings.
Bye. See you later.
That's so crazy that the elves just pop over there.
Mm.
That's my understanding of the Lord of the Rings, is that the elves and also the wizards pop on over to a big place where everything kind of stops being whatever it was.
Yeah, and then they're like, woo!
You just kind of go over there and you disintegrate into pixels, like in the movie Pixels.
We had fun watching that.
You know what? I did have fun watching that.
Yeah.
It
was weird.
An amount of fun that made me very worried for my brain.
For both of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were laughing.
I laughed out loud at Pixels, and then I remembered all the times I heard people being like, this is the worst movie ever made.
Yep.
And I was like, well, but maybe...
there's a couple of laughs in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a couple of laughs in there.
There are. You know, they're really funny.
I like watching it.
The Sandman...
I don't know whether I like it.
No. I don't think... I don't think you would ever say Pixels was a good movie.
No.
And I think that applies to a lot of Adam Sandler movies. I think, because you're a coward.
Yeah.
But
it's
because
I'm afraid.
Mm.
And there's a pill for that, and I'm not going to take that.
No, he'll never be taking the courage pill.
Bravery pill, I guess, is meth.
Mm. Yeah, meth does make you feel like you can do anything.
Brave and popular.
Yeah. Oh, man.
What? You want some meth?
I was just thinking about what it might be like. And I can only picture... Yeah, I can only picture myself taking meth and then being like, now I'm going to watch two Magic the Gathering videos at once.
And often out loud.
You don't like that new wrinkle in my personality that I've been watching them out loud?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said what it is. Just said what happens. Just a fact, isn't it?
I have the past 2 days, I have been watching them out loud more often. Because I didn't think you noticed or cared.
I notice everything. Just because...
Okay, well, whoa.
I do. I notice everything. You're the one that flaps around the house like a fucking beaver, just making his little dam, not right. noticing anything.
I didn't think you noticed my flapping.
Well, there you go.
There's tons of stuff you don't notice.
Okay, explain what ones.
You haven't noticed that I picked up my delivery without taking the bags of donation to the... I did notice that.
I just didn't bring it up.
God damn it.
I told Tom, can you please take the donation bags to the donation bin when you go pick up your delivery, and he didn't do it.
Yeah,
But I did see the gigantic package.
It's a big package.
Ruffling your hair. Me and Tom were having a lot of fun. I think it was yesterday.
This was a blast.
This was so good. And I think it was just because I just started happily humming like an idiot. And then in my head, the hum, it was just sort of going.
It's, you know what it is? It's lady voice adjacent.
Lady voice
it's,
adjacent.
It's woman
yeah.
voice adjacent. But for anyone who doesn't know our friend, woman voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but I was imagining it was sort of a darling goose with a wicker basket and a bonnet.
Yes.
And we were like, oh, we love this happy goose. So we were both going,
just out for a nice long walk to do us good.
Yeah.
And it may be, like, it's not that I was feeling bad, but it cheered me up more than maybe anything ever has in the world.
It was so good. And then I was like, oh, I was in my head every now and then, I'd just go, like the goose had seen a little cake.
Yeah.
Hands up against the window. Yeah. And then cut to holding a cake.
Yeah. That's the horse. That's the goose noticing a puddle and be like,
yeah. Just waving at someone when they walk by.
The goose is so nice.
Yeah.
That was. I would have said like 2 hours of our life.
That was a long time. And we got home. And then this morning, I was like, just thinking about it again.
Yeah.
It's funny, a happy goose, just being happy.
Yeah, what I said to you was like, Demi, I don't believe in much, but I do think we can hold the goose as a talisman against the rough times ahead.
We really can.
Yeah.
I love the goose.
Nothing bad ever happens to her.
Nuh-uh.
Nuh. Just a lovely day out, yeah. And she comes home.
She has a comfortable little life. She found a penny as well.
Yeah, she found a penny.
I made her find a penny.
Yeah, you got her to open the door to her house.
We approached the door and I went, and scratched my head and then, and picked up the key. I know what to do.
I've been here before. No match for the goose.
You'll never trick me.
The goose has solved your puzzle. God damn it.
And then this is the goose going to bed.
I love the goose.
I love the goose.
I love the goose so much.
Good night, the goose.
It's just something for us to think about every second of the day.
Tiny little eye mask for bed.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
And a different bed bonnet than the daytime bonnet.
Brushing its beak.
Well, they've got teeth on their tongues. Yeah. They're just swans.
You know what? I don't know.
And it's also goose.
That seems like the kind of tech that would be goose and swan.
Yeah.
Like, because
I've often said the goose is the cousin of the swan.
A line that me and Demi roll around in our head much more often than we should, yes, is when I was a guest on Bunta Vista and Andrew Law said, just with zero fanfare, after a long segment talking about frogs.
Yeah.
I've often said that the fish is cousin to the frog.
Now, what followed was about 10 minutes of Tom shrieking.
It's the funny, it's just such a funny thing to say with, it's so good,
it's
to
really
me.
It's funny.
It's so good. I think about it all the time.
His normal face.
I've often said that the fish is cousin to the frog.
Okay, Andrew.
You have, like, kids.
Yeah.
Good gracious.
Hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah, well done, actually.
Wow.
Really.
It's not that it's stupid, but I can't ever imagine me saying it, and I love it. I think about that line weekly, would say.
Yeah.
Whenever a fish or a frog comes into my life,
and
which
we've
is...
we've got fish near us.
Yeah, it's pretty often. Mm. Demi, can we go to the... Oh, I was about to say, can we go to the fish markets to...
What, cover ourselves in my puke or?
Yeah, I was about to say, can we go to the fish markets to purchase things or go and take in some of that famous fishy ambience? And
what
I realized
you
that
buy
you are going to.
Fish market?
Can I take that question again, Professor Brainiac?
I mean specifically.
Oh, specifically?
Yeah.
Fish!
I don't know. Do they have other stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
No, dummy.
Oh.
They have like oysters. That's the most
That's
other
not a
stuff
fish.
You can get.
Stupid. I actually have a recipe that I want to make that has a fish in it.
Go on. What kind of recipe?
It's like a fish one.
Okay, and so she doesn't have a recipe, and I'll find you Googling fish recipe.
No, I have a recipe, it's safe.
Fish recipe for women.
It's a, the fish has on. A bow. And big eyelashes.
That's why they leave the eyes on, yeah. So you can tell whether the fish is a boy or a
exactly.
girl.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why they keep the head until you buy it, so that you know.
Putting lipstick on the fish.
I was
going
to say that!
So I can sell it for a greater price. Just bright red lipstick on my grouper.
God damn it. Would you eat a grouper? Can you eat grouper?
Probably. They're so big.
Here's the ones I know. Trout.
Okay.
Salmon.
Yes.
Anchovy.
That's really good.
Sardine.
Keep them coming, Demi.
Shark.
Oh my God, she knows it all.
And that's it all.
What about tuna?
I barely know her.
And so you think I was asking you to tune a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's what those awful Brits say when they're wanting to flirt.
Oh, God, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to tune someone.
Blech.
Blech. Yuck. I'm going to look up okay. In Australia, groper is used instead of grouper for several species. So,
oh, ew.
There's the Queensland groper.
Yeah, I know. I've been.
Good gravy.
Queensland sucks, except for the people who I like that are there.
I actually quite like Queensland.
I like Brisbane.
Well, yeah, I get to get all my groping out when I'm there also.
Yeah.
But for me, Queensland is, I mean, Gold Coast is Queensland, right? Or is that?
Yeah, I think, oh man, we don't know anything. Don't worry about it. I like Brisbane, that's it.
I think it is, but yeah, I like Queensland I like Brisbane. Demi's gesturing with the pen again. She's doing a lot of fucking business. Mm. You know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm,
you're doing the extra who thinks this is going to be their big break, even though they've got no lines.
Yeah. Except
you're doing
I'm,
the fucking press
the
secretary. Yeah, yeah. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
In September 2010, a Costa Rican newspaper reported 2.3 meter brackets 7'7" grouper in Limon. The weight of the fish was 250 kilos.
As tall as Larry Bird.
And it was lured using 1 kilogram of bait. Is that one of the facts that's just taken up residence in your brain?
Yep. Your fault.
Yeah, that is my fault. That was one I wrote. All right. This is from Demi's wonderful show. So you want to win a penis pump? I thought it was going to be how you win a penis. How to win a penis pump?
Now to win my penis pump. The second episode will be uploaded on YouTube. Yeah. And go and watch that. I put a lot of effort into it.
YouTube is so cool. It's a great place to watch all your favorite videos and discover new favorites. Don't you think?
Huh? What did you say?
I don't think I said anything. I think I just woke up.
Half your head slides down your body.
Yeah. Well, Demi.
Takes residence on your knee.
In August. This doesn't seem. This is like two citations on Wikipedia, but it doesn't seem to be up to their standards.
Oh, can you, yeah, go on.
In August 2014, off Bonita Springs in Florida, brackets USA, a big grouper took in one gulp a 4-foot shark that an angler had caught.
Okay.
One time a fish ate another fish.
Wow.
Yeah,
cool. Wow. Hey, Tom, can you keep reading this really boring article? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to go with the Houston Chronicle or... oh, no, there is a... A YouTube article for Grouper Eats 4-foot Shark in One Bite.
Hey, all Tom, right. Dish on that fish.
I believe I've dished all I can. As far as I can tell, the shark, they caught a 4-foot shark and they were like, well, this fish is big as hell.
Well, this is crazy.
And then it turned out that there, you know what, mother was right and there were plenty of fish left in the sea and some of them were fucking huge.
Do you reckon there's plenty of, like a lot of fish in the sea or do you think they're counting the amount of the one fish as part of the plenty? Or does it only count the individual fish?
Are you saying that when... So in the context of the saying, we're addressing this?
Both.
Okay. So you're thinking that when someone says there's plenty of fish left in the sea,
yeah,
maybe there's like five fish, but it's they're including the fish that's just left and is now back in the sea.
Because they're not saying
and
fishes.
And so it's up to six
they're
fish?
They're saying fish, yeah. There's plenty of fish as in the...
Oh, I see.
The stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know?
So there's one fish.
There's one fish in the sea and there's lots of it. It's big.
There's one big... Hey,
there's one big fish in the sea.
Okay, thank you. You know what? That's made my divorce a lot easier.
I'm thinking about this wonderful big fish.
Yeah. Well, Demi, would you like a segment?
Do you think fish are happy?
Taking that as a no. And also, no.
No, they're not, are they?
To me, fish are in hell.
Yeah.
It's wet down there, it's cold, they can't see anything.
They're not that cold though, are they? Because don't they have stuff?
Well, they're not cold, but they also don't know what like being up here and warm is.
Well, they do for a sec, and then you gotta, you know.
Then some stuff happens.
And you gotta. But
yeah, the fish to me are in hell.
Yeah, all right.
I was trying to think of like a fish who like dies of old age. I don't think that happens much down there.
Not really.
I think you just kind of get eaten.
Yeah, and I guess the worse hell than that is the lobster that technically does die of old age, but only because its exoskeleton kills it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even then it's like, I'm so wise.
I'm old.
I know so much about being a lobster. Okay, that's still not very much.
If you help them take the jacket off, can they keep living?
I don't think so. I think that I can't remember what it is, but what? Yeah,
what if we put them
mouth
on like steroids so they were strong enough to shed at the end of it?
That's interesting, Demi. I think that maybe the steroids would run out of their efficacy. And also I think that part of it is to do with like the...
they get crushed to death.
Yes.
So then we make them strong.
You want them to Hulk Hogan rip through their carapace.
Yes.
So instead of being suffocated by their own body in a nightmarish like kind of chitinous twist,
yeah,
they would instead rip through that and then kind of grow stronger and stronger.
Yes. And bigger as well.
Yeah, and this is starting to actually really scare me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just what I want, is that not to scare you, but no. I want that for the lobsters.
I think around the time we get to a lobster the size of even a small dog, I am very scared. Because that
lobsters
thing
can be really big.
How big?
Pretty big.
Okay. And so
look them up. They get pretty big. They get probably bigger than you think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, biggest
How
lobster.
How big do you think a like pretty big lobster is?
I would say the biggest lobster I can think of is like the size of a dachshund.
Okay,
like the
I think
length
they
of a dachshund.
I think they definitely get bigger than that.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. That's a full person's torso.
Yeah. Can I see?
No.
I want to enjoy.
Okay, here you go. This is the lobster I was looking
at. Yeah. Anyway. See, told ya.
Yes. No, I don't think fish are happy. I think they are down there in the wet. I think they all look the same also, which sucks.
Yeah, and I don't want to go too far down there, but I do like seeing the fish. We know this about me.
You know. I actually don't know that about you.
We had hats made about it.
Well, yeah, but I also...
Why is the wet fish so wonderful?
Yes.
Is it because you don't see them all that often when they're big?
Everyone's chanting. She said the line. She said that strange line she said once before. So the thing about that is I don't associate you with wanting to see the fish. I associate you with wanting to think about the fish or like see a video of them. But I don't think that you would like pop your head down into the water and see them.
I would love to see a big fish, yes.
Okay.
And I would touch it.
Okay, but you, like, one of the things I always think about with you is that a dolphin jumped out of the water and touched your hand, and you were
like, "Well, that's not a fucking fish."
All right,
and I hated that. Yes, you're right. I didn't ask for that to happen, and I didn't consent.
Okay, but you would like to go down into the depths and like touch a big fish?
Not the depths, just far enough so that I can touch a really big fish-looking fish.
I'm picturing.
Do you understand?
Yes, I'm picturing you going downstairs. I'm picturing you going downstairs in the ocean enough that you find a sunfish and it's just kind of like gliding along like, ugh.
Sunfish is actually kind of scary. So maybe I want a long fish.
Okay.
Like a, which is the one that gets really big? Tuna?
A tuna gets very big.
Yeah, I want to hug a tuna.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
Little wet bow in its hair. Ooh, it's a lady.
It's a lady.
Ooh. Putting its lipstick on.
Thank you.
Do you think I could wear an earring?
I don't.
How about I wear one for you?
Oh, you're the kindest woman I've ever met.
Yeah, they've got an underwater accent.
Yeah.
Well, Demi, I think it's time to take a break. Okay. And then maybe once we're back from the break, I might get into the segment that I've attempted to enter, I think, coming up 3 times now.
Okay.
But who knows?
Yeah, who does know? Neither of us, I guess.
Truly neither of us. I was trying to get into it and then you were like, "Do a fish happy?" And now we got to stop and fucking address this.
Well, we did need to talk about it.
We did. We absolutely did. You were right to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way are they happy.
No way. No. But I don't think they get particularly sad.
No, I think that if you're a big fish, you probably feel a sense of accomplishment. I don't think it's the same as like feeling like happiness, but I think you feel the sense of contentment about a job well done.
But do you think that a big fish really knows how big they are? Because they don't really understand mirrors or whatever. What if a big fish like saw a glass Coke bottle on the floor of the ocean and was like thunk, trying to get into it? It's like just the tip of its mouth goes in. It's like, huh? Why aren't I in there? Like, how would you know how big you are? You don't have hands to run over your beautiful, slender, silver body.
That's crazy. I remember trying to swim into there, but I'm still out here.
Mm. I guess I swam out again.
Must be my memory. I'm a fish after all.
Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder how Judy is. I should swim by her. That's all they can do.
Yeah. They're all see like, Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Judy and C.
Oh, fuck off. All right.
Me?
We'll take a break.
Me?
We'll be back with more bigsofttitty.png
that
right
certainly
after this.
Couldn't have been about me.
It was about you.
Don't like that.
See you in a sec. Oh, if the ad is for ice, Don't you do it. Because we have been hearing that ice is now advertising on the show.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, well, if they're spending their money here, good, kinda.
I
don't think, look, to all of you, I don't think you're gonna answer the call. Mm. And if you did, you'd bring them down from the inside just through sheer
you
incompetence.
You would mean to, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. You are all the listeners of BigSoftTeam.png are the type of people to fall asleep, rocking their chair way back with their key ring dangling, enticingly from their belt loop.
Yes.
Right by
right
the
next
jail
to the cage,
cell.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You'd be, you know, it. Let's go a little bit further. You'd be awake and trying to entertain the prisoners with the keys.
These work on me.
Batting it yourself, though, in your own hand.
Hey, why don't you let us entertain you with them? Oh. Really? You would?
Huh?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. And hey, look at this. Bunny rabbit. Oh! All right, see you in a second. Hey everybody, welcome back to BigSoftTeeter.png.
What kind of animal would you prefer to have a tiny, tiny door inside one of your teeth and it lives in there like a house? It can be any animal, but it'll be really small. It lives in your mouth.
Okay, so whatever animal I get, it's going to be that size. Maybe like a... I feel like maybe a ladybird.
Oh.
Like it would only have to be downscaled a little bit.
Yeah.
And also that way I'm not missing out on like the kind of
conversation a ladybird can provide.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like it's not like anyone's like, I kind of wish that like golden retriever was like actually golden retriever size. It's kind of a bummer having it be that small.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd want a bear.
Okay.
Grizzly bear.
Now, a grizzly bear's on your mind because of your hundreds of hours played on The Long Dark.
Huh. Could that be?
The video game where you are seemingly constantly being mauled by bears.
Walking around really slowly because I'm carrying too many mountaineering ropes and therefore I cannot run away from the bears.
It seems to be a game where you start it up and you go to the menu and you click load new game and then you press B to get mauled by bear.
Yeah.
It seems like you have a dedicated bear button.
Activate bear.
And you are pressing it constantly.
Sometimes I get crushed by a moose.
Crushed by it?
Yeah.
God damn.
They stamp you. And then it's like you go into the ailments tag on your, you know, in your equipment and, and it says things like, it's got in red, it has like hypothermia risk and then broken rib and cause moose stomp.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's something, the language of video games, and get ready for a very not on the spectrum thing to say. The language of video games is endlessly fascinating to me, Demi.
Yes, yes.
It is, because I recently went through and modded Oblivion a bunch following this guy's guide, and I got obsessed with it for some reason. The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, a game that I have played an insane amount, and then I've always come close to modding it and then backed off, because it is, as far as I can tell, a very time-intensive process with almost nothing to show for it at the end, except it crashes either slightly less or slightly more than it usually would.
Right, yeah.
And in this case, I followed through with this long process, finally got all this shit up and running, and it has created a game that is legitimately unplayable.
Yes.
Because it
that
is...
That appears to be the modding experience, yes.
It is insane. Yeah, it is... All the changes that this person was like, this is the ideal Oblivion experience. This is something that you... I forgot at some point that I was following the advice of someone who has played Oblivion for several thousand hours.
Yes.
And it has tastes that can be met by nothing else on the market.
Yes.
And so they have made a version of this game where combat still sucks, but everything kills you in a single hit.
Yes.
And also there's...
I was killed by a goose peck.
Dude, I genuinely got killed by a pheasant. I streamed this with our new friend Dead Blossom Jesse. I streamed this and I came upon a pheasant. I drew my bow. I shot the pheasant once in the back and it turned, advanced on me and dispatched me with a single peck.
Ah, oh, that's so nice.
It was so fucking insane.
A pheasant sort of calmly turn to kill you.
Dude, it was like it didn't cancel what it had on for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it did not affect the pheasant at all. Yeah. It just wandered off with my arrow embedded in its tuchus. And it was like, well, I have for lunch. Ow. Seeds, I bet.
Ouch.
Hey, you should see the other guy. He's a player character that's been modded extensively. The thing I did enjoy, though, was, like, going through and making all the various changes, because it did... There's a bunch of things where the game is like, okay, do this... And set this setting to this, and this will make it so that animals can't witness crimes.
Oh, right.
Because
yes.
If you didn't do that,
the guards would come after you.
You could kill someone in front of a dog, and then a guard would be like,
halt.
Like,
talking, reporting you.
Yeah.
The dog's kind of like worriedly rubbing its little paws together. It's up on its back. On its hind legs, in my pointing yeah. with its full paw.
The guard turning. Walks.
Roar, 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 roar.
The guard walks over and tears off my grey fox mask and is like, depressed 34-year-old. Yeah, it was me. Anyway, you know what, Demi? All that talk of modding the Elder Scrolls Oblivion has me hungry for an actual segment.
Okay.
Okay. And what Fine. Are you going to fucking do about it?
I guess I'll just sit here and enjoy it.
Okay, good. It's time for another segment where I delve into the beautiful world of miniature horses.
You'll never stop, will you?
I really mean this. There's always something going on.
Okay.
There really is. It's time for miniature horses.
It's always time for miniature horses. In my opinion.
Miniature
horses. Small body and tiny hooves. Miniature horses. 34 inches high and under. Ooh. Miniature horses. The segments are about you. Miniature horses. They're tinier, tinier, tinier than you. Ooh, usual. Tinier than usual.
God damn it.
What?
All my computer's opening everything at once.
Why?
I don't know. I think I clicked on something accidentally. Okay, I do know. I clicked on something accidentally.
Okay.
So I accidentally clicked on Steam.
Fault. Yes.
No, it's user error. But yeah. I love the user. Don't say anything bad about the user, please. Here we go, Demi. This comes to us from Wisconsin, from several news outlets. This Yay. Was all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved miniature horse named Penny.
Ah.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
All right. The sorry, that wasn't the full headline.
There's a horse.
Yeah. Beloved miniature horse named Penny, killed with crossbow bolt to chest.
Oh.
This comes to us from many sources.
Oh.
That particular headline came to us from The Independent, but others came from NBC 15. Wisconsin family's beloved miniature horse found dead with crossbow arrow in her chest.
Yeah, you know, when the subject of a story is proclaimed to be beloved, you know that the story isn't about something cool happening to them.
Beloved miniature horse, cherished more than ever before. receives biggest carrot you ever done seen, says Mayor.
We love this horse, says Mayor. Quote from Mayor, what a nice horse.
That seems like the kind of story that a mayor can be trusted with.
Exactly.
You know, have the big scissors, yeah. have the horse appreciation day.
Have the top hat.
Yeah.
Do not cut that horse in half with the scissors.
don't get mixed up. Use your mayoral kissing, not the mayoral cutting.
Yeah.
I was distraught.
Would you kiss a horse?
Would I kiss a horse?
On its face. It doesn't have to be on the lips. On the nice bit of their nose.
Oh, the nice bit of their nose is tempting. I don't think I would still.
Would you press your forehead up against the horse and maybe try and share its thoughts?
Demi, I can't lie. Yes.
Yeah, I thought you would.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
How embarrassing to be so well known.
I know that you would love it.
I would. It'd be nice. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to have like a calm horse to be like, yeah. What are you thinking? Meanwhile, the horse is like, where'd that fucking weird looking guy go?
Yeah.
He
was near me.
He was slightly to my left and right.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he was
He's
nowhere.
Just gone? Did he go up?
And there's something really annoying on the front of my head. Well, I'll kick him next time I see him.
All right.
This is about a horse that got killed by a crossbow arrow.
Okay.
And this is interesting for me. I found out that a crossbow bolt versus a crossbow arrow is just a measurement thing. A projectile or arrow that's 16 inches or longer is an arrow.
Huh.
So and
I thought they were all bolts in crossbows and the arrows went in bows. I didn't realize that they...
I was also walking around with that kind of authority. Mm. And then I realized that the reason I thought that was because of video games and the ammunition systems they're in.
I have something stupid to say.
I'm really excited.
When you are using an arrow, like a bow and arrow.
Yes.
And you know how like you knock the arrow?
Well, not until you've tried it.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Please, go on.
Oh, I can't.
Demi, please, continue. Please, Demi, I insist.
Well,
let's continue the podcast.
You know how you like hold it out and then you sort of use like your top finger or whatever to like steady where the arrow is like sitting?
Yes.
Doesn't the feathers at the end of the arrow hurt your finger when you shoot the arrow?
Hmm.
Seems like that'd hurt and be really annoying too.
Maybe
it's going
everyone,
so fast.
Well, maybe everyone who's shooting an arrow is either a big toughy or it doesn't feel so bad.
Can someone tell me?
Yeah, I've never shot an arrow.
Because I think the arrow is important. I have shot an arrow. I just don't remember what happens to your finger when the shit goes through it.
Yeah. And
because it was like for sports day.
That is such a crazy addition to sports day.
Archery.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah, of course it was. But like, that's one of those things where that's on the sports day agenda until somebody dies.
Well, yeah.
And we all know somebody's going to die.
Of course.
But as long as we keep on going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really fucking weird. I don't think I've ever shot an arrow. Were you good at the shooting
arrows? I was okay. I had only done it on sports days. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, we should do
sports day. Yeah, let's hold a sports day for us, for you and me.
The first inaugural Big Soft Titty Sports Day.
Oh, we can sell Zupa Dupas.
Oh yeah, that's
good. I guess to each other.
And then a sausage sizzle.
Yes.
We'll be wanting. I'm like, we get to the both of us eat too many Zupa Dupas and sausage sizzles.
Yeah.
And then just start puking 5 meters into the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
God.
Let's hold a sports day.
Oh, yeah. We'll do some arrow shooting with a bow or without.
Yep.
And some running.
Oh, I won't be running.
Oh, yeah, you hate running.
Anyway. You can do that, those shitty ones where it's like I've got a beanbag, try get it in the hoop.
Oh, God, those suck.
Yeah.
I played VR cornhole. You know cornhole? Demi, cornhole. Cornhole? It's a sport. Cornhole. I played VR cornhole. Cornhole. Demi, cornhole.
Uh-huh.
I played VR cornhole, Forever VR cornhole.
Okay.
And it's a game where you have like a beanbag and you try and toss it into a cornhole. And the thing about that is it seems like a very good simulation of cornhole.
Yeah, which is to say boring.
Yes. And also it turns out the weight of the bag is an essential part of throwing something. So it's just like completely... inarticulate, like what is happening or why. Anyway, back to the article.
I was playing Mucking About Simulator.
I truly
and
was.
And I mucked about.
That is the thing with VR, is it sucks.
Yeah.
And all the VR games that are actually fun, it's so hard to figure out what's actually going to be fun. Because you look at something that's supposed to be fun and then you start doing it and you're like, oh, this sucks. I'm just wearing a big helmet and I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, VR is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was distraught more for what it meant about some person's bad decision and a darkness that somebody had to do such a thing.
Maybe it fell.
Onto the arrow?
Mm.
Mm. I mean, potentially.
We know horses can fall.
Yeah. Maybe the horse was running to show its owner its shiny new arrow that it had bought with all its horse pocket money.
Horse pockets.
Wood Weller, the horse's owner, told NBC 15. The horse's owner's name is Wood Weller. W-O-O-D.
Wood. Your name is Wood.
Yes.
Wood.
Wood Weller.
My name is Brick.
Loved ones and officials are searching for answers. Oh my God, name a more iconic duo. Who could possibly stand against loved ones when officials are on their side? Are searching for answers after a miniature horse was found dead with a crossbow arrow in her chest. The 21-year-old mini horse.
I wish you hadn't called it her. That makes it worse. Like if it just said in its chest, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
In her chest. Aw.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
In her supple horse breasts.
So many things run through your head as you see those supple horse breasts touching the ground. And, yeah, of course, you see that beautiful head with its bow laid low. You never want to be in this position where you're tearfully removing your horse, miniature horse's lipstick. The 21-year-old mini horse named Penny was found dead by a concerned neighbor on Wednesday, NBC 15.
What was what were they concerned about?
Sorry, I fucked up there. Wednesday, NBC 15 reported.
I didn't even know. I didn't say anything.
Both thought that NBC was a mum.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, I guess it's like Eastern Standard Time. Like, I don't know.
They got a new fucking calendar over there. The neighbor did not initially notice the lethal arrow lodged in her chest when he saw her. Loser neighbor.
You're a bit tired, Penny.
Concerned neighbor spots sleepy horse. Penny's owner, Wood Waller, splits his time between his homes in Illinois and Wisconsin. Mm. He was at his Illinois property when his neighbor called him with the sad news. Hey, horse dead. And he drove to Wisconsin. I saw this kind of diagonal blue line. Then as I looked closer, I realized it was a crossbow bolt.
I was on my way to the stupid name-having competition when I noticed.
Of course I won, but it won't feel the same without Penny.
So empty without Penny.
The article continues with the law enforcement agency confirmed with NBC 15 News that they are trying to track down Penny's killer. Weller said an officer told him they do not believe this was the result of a hunting accident. No, says Weller. From what he saw and the placement of the arrow, he did not conceive it as being an accident. If it had been an accident, the person would have called somebody right away.
Does the horse have enemies?
I mean...
Ooh, the dog.
Oh, a miniature horse and a medium dog. Standoff to end it all. Yeah, I think that a miniature horse has a bunch of enemies because they're little shits.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they can be. Often they are just like...
lumps.
Yes. Yeah. They're just like completely functionless lumps that just kind of stand there.
Yeah.
Little locked legs going, meh. Mm. But I think that a miniature horse could have enemies.
Mm.
I don't think that Wood would.
Ugh.
Okay. From what he saw and the placement of the arrow, he did not conceive it as being an accident. This arrow was square in the horse. If it had been an accident, the person would have called somebody right away or called the Sauk County Sheriff's Office to say, oh my God. Oh my God, you guys aren't going to believe that this. I thought I was shooting a regular horse from very far away. I thought I was the best marksman in the land, but wouldn't you know it? It's just a little one, a normal distance.
You know, hey, sir, you know that shooting a regular horse is also a crime.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This makes me regret admitting to wanting to shoot a horse at 30 paces and then shooting a miniature horse at 15. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office is investigating Penny's death, and it is believed that it was not an accident. There is currently a $1,000 reward for anyone who can bring forward information that leads to an arrest in Penny's death, NBC 15 reported.
I'll shoot a horse if I get $1,000 for it.
I don't think that's what they... I did it. I did it for the $1,000. Okay, well, you're going to jail. All right, I'm going to pay $800 to get out of jail. Can I have 2 Nintendo Switch games?
What do you think you get for shooting a horse?
An illicit thrill.
Okay.
For sure.
Yes.
Feeling like more powerful than God.
Yes.
Big name down at the local animal shelter.
Uh-huh.
Respect.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Erection.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you were missing, I think. Yeah.
Erection.
Yeah.
I've been missing one of those for a while now. Yeah, I think all of those. What do you think you get when you shoot a miniature horse?
Ribbon.
Hey, congratulations. This was going to go for the horse, but what if when you killed an animal, you got all the awards that it would have won?
Well, then I'd be doing it all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
It's much easier than carting that stupid fucking animal around.
I'm the best the hog.
Well, let's not go crazy, my love.
Aw.
No, you're a wonderful hog, but I don't think you're ready to go pro. I don't think
like
you're
putting lipstick on a pig, which I will if it's a woman pig.
Good gracious. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I guess it would be nice to see a pig with lipstick.
Yeah. Can't put it on itself, though, because of the trotters.
Yeah, but it's already wearing high heels because of the trotters, so.
Yeah, but four of them.
Okay, so it's double the woman you are. Cunt. God, you're a fucking crone.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
And the boy pigs get little goatees.
Pardon me?
The boy pigs get little goatees.
They get little piggies.
Piggies.
They get little piggies when they have a fun time with a lady pig.
Yay.
They get little goatees? They get like little tufts of hair on their chin?
I put it there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for your service.
That's okay.
And I hope you enjoyed that story about a miniature horse getting shot in the chest with an arrow.
I loved it.
It is unfortunately funny to me to think about.
Yes. Thunk.
Now, is that a regular horse falling down far away?
Or.
Yeah, it's very, very stupid. We do have some other miniature horse stories that are not tragic coming up soon. Maybe on this week's premium episode.
Ooh.
All right. What a wonderful treat it was.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
To go down that road with you, Demi. Well, I think that's going to be an episode of BigSoftie.png.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. You can get more episodes on the Patreon. We've got some video content and we're going to have more coming up.
Yes.
And we love you.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
What?
I got my...
Oh, did the horse survive?
No, my LinkedIn account that I made for Big Soft Titty got fucking...
What?
I've been told that my account violated the terms of service.
Oh, how?
I don't know. I genuinely never posted anything on there. I was just making it so I could fucking look
name.
At the nudicles guy. Well, they people have fucking weird names. LinkedIn Big Tits. There's pages upon pages of results of...
Okay, Tom's found something he likes. I see?
It's nothing interesting, but there's 30 plus profiles on LinkedIn for professionals named Boobs. there's another here of Jack Mitchell, medical doctor. And then in all caps, Big Tits Production. God damn it.
Let me tell you, I found someone never mind.
William Westcott has a profile on LinkedIn. He's from Cleveland, Ohio, and his information is, I just want to talk to girls with big boobs.
Yep.
Very cool, William.
Very cool, William.
What were you going to say?
It doesn't matter.
Was it about how you had a LinkedIn or something?
No, it was about how I didn't know that this lady was an actress and I found her Facebook page dedicated to her and her name was Imogen Gay Poots.
Yes.
And I love her.
You think about that all the time.
I do.
Imogen Gay Poots.
I can't even remember the movie she was in.
Was it like Midsummer? No, that's Florence Pugh.
Pugh.
Oh, well. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check out the Patreon. If you are on the Patreon, check out... If you're like one of those people who listens to us on the Patreon website, check out adding the RSS feed from the Patreon to your podcatcher of choice because the website has gone through some weird changes. Patreon has gone crazy over there.
Yep.
Someone in charge
did...
Perhaps the longest line of cocaine ever made. And they changed the logo and everything else. So it now has like a non-chronological timeline.
It's interesting.
It's very strange. So check out adding the podcast to your RSS feed so you just get steady results.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.